From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jonathan Fenton. Investigators say they may never know exactly why Tom Swite committed suicide in February. Clayton police confirmed Tuesday that Republican state auditor and candidate for governor shot himself with a .22 caliber handgun on February 26th. They found no note at the scene or on Swike's personal electronic devices. Detective Tom Bosch, the lead investigator, says many factors may have caused Swike's death.
We can't get into Mr. Swike's mind and know exactly what was happening at the time. We know that he suffered from a long-term illness and that in itself was stressful to him. And then, of course, the stress of the campaign and other things.
Police say a search of Swike's state computers may reveal a motive, but say there is no evidence of any professional misconduct. Missouri lawmakers are proposing a 2-cent gas tax increase as a step toward easing a projected funding shortfall that officials warn could result in the deterioration of many roads and bridges. Similar proposals considered Tuesday by the full Senate and by a House committee would raise the state's 17-cent fuel tax to 19 cents a gallon in January 2016. That would bring in about $55 million annually for the Transportation Department. It would allow the state to match all of its expected federal funds in 2017, but the increase would not be enough to match all federal funds in 2018. Supporters say the proposed tax increase is a first step toward better transportation funding. Missouri voters last year rejected a proposed 3/4-cent sales tax to fund transportation. Boone County Treasurer Nicole Galloway will be Missouri's next state auditor come the end of April. Governor and fellow Democrat Jay Nixon made the announcement Tuesday, 6 weeks after Auditor Tom Swite died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Ahead of the appointment, groups such as the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus called for Nixon to appoint an African-American since no black person has ever served in a Missouri statewide office. Nixon says he chose Galloway, who is white, because of her time spent as an accountant and certified fraud examiner.
I think Nicole's qualifications speak for themselves. I mean, she's just the best person for the job, period. And I think the ultimate obligation I have to Missourians is to, in situations like this, find the best person I possibly can.
Galloway has served as Boone County Treasurer since 2011. She will take office during the last week of April. A compromise between Missouri House and Senate Republicans would lower the lifetime limit for temporary cash assistance for low-income families from 60 months to 45 months is moving forward. The Senate on Tuesday approved by a vote of 25-9 the measure that would also impose stricter work requirements and higher sanctions for noncompliance. Supporters say lowering the amount of time would encourage people to find work and get a job training more quickly. Opponents say it would push off families that need support and would harm children. The bill would also require participants to have face-to-face meetings with counselors when they are in danger of losing assistance. The House must also approve the compromise worked out by the House and Senate negotiators before it goes to Governor Nixon. Andre Cole was executed last night by lethal injection after a stay issued by a federal judge was overturned and the U.S. Supreme Court refused to intervene. Marshall Griffin has details.
Cole was sentenced to death for the 1998 murder of Anthony Curtis during a dispute with Cole's ex-wife over child support payments. Cole's lawyers had argued that his incarceration left him mentally ill and unable to understand why he was being put to death. But the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals disagreed and overturned the lower court's stay. Also, a group of African-American leaders failed to persuade Governor Jay Nixon to postpone the execution over concerns that Cole, who was black, had been convicted by an all-white jury. He was the third Missouri death row inmate executed this year after a record-setting 10 executions last year. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri wine drinkers can possibly see future improvements in their wine. Viticulture and winery specialists from MU's Grape and Wine Institute seek to help grape growers enhance their operations and boost the quality of their grapes and wine. Specialist Dean Vollenberg says the researchers want to help growers find the correct sites to plant their vineyards on and how to avoid damages in the freezing winter months. The experts also plan to expand businesses by discovering new grape varietals to grow. Missouri ranks in the top 10 for wine production in the nation. Vollenberg says people come to a specific spot wanting to taste the local food and beverages native to the area. The researchers seek to improve Missouri wine so they can cater to natives and visitors participating in this culinary tourism. I'm Jonathan Fenton, KBIA News, Columbia.